My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
Woo! Funky Football Friday here in the Loop. Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You got myself, Reginald Atatula. Getting ready. Final hour of the program. We got to hand it off to our boys, Ron and Clint. They are actually out on location because it is a Football Friday. I don't know how funky it is for them. It's funky here.
It's funky here.
We'll see. We'll see just how funky it is for them. I mean, this place has a potential of being funky, doesn't it?
Oh, these guys are out. Great place.
Out of East River 9, 65 Hirsch Road in Houston.
Highly recommend.
So yeah, if you have a little bit, or if you don't have rather, somewhere to be this afternoon, early afternoon, because they're going to be out there from 2 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Go say what's up to the fellas and maybe, you know, hit a couple of golf balls, have a couple of brews, something like that. That sound about right?
That sounds great.
Okay, very
good. And it's a great place to go hang out. I think it's lighted, too.
Okay.
Yeah, the East Perfect. River 9 is lighted, so Perfect. That's always so, yeah. good.
Go say what's up to Clint and Ron out at East River 9, 65 Hirsch Road. They will get going here in about an hour. Right now, though, let's talk about which individual players for your Houston Texans must make a good first impression, particularly if they want to get a W in Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium. This Sunday, noon, is when it kicks off. And, John, I have a strong feeling that you have a name that immediately jumps up, a name that has already come in on the YouTube from Nick Goes Vest Mode, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon is one, for sure. He's not my number one.
Okay. Well, let's go with yours,
yeah.
And I know that we'll get back to Joe Mixon, because Joe Mixon is an interesting answer for me.
No, personally. He absolutely is. I want to know what you and Figgy think as well, because you know what they say, you can only make a first impression once. And for some players more than others, that first impression this year, it's kind of going to just sort of start the narrative. And a lot
sure.
of people, once a narrative starts rolling,
okay.
a lot of times, you know, people are like,
hard to break it. Yeah, you got to go out of your way. There's yeah. got to be an abundance
of evidence.
Oh, he's
a blah,
against.
Blah, blah, based yeah. on one game or based right. on two games or whatever.
Hell, that's what the hell we've been talking about with Stephon Diggs.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
There's a strong narrative there.
I think for, like, not PR, but narrative purposes, Damian Pierce, if you get on the field
buddy.
And you carry the ball.
The way that we talked about Damian Pierce, I don't know why my brain just did not even think about that.
Yeah, that's my number one.
That's very fair.
That's my number one. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so important. And the boys asked us this during toss this morning when we were walking into studio. I had my answer because I said it here on the show. Who's going to be carrying the ball second tonight? I mean, Sunday. I think it's going to be Cam Akers. I think that depth chart was just another solid, so to speak, for Damian Pierce. Maybe a little bit to throw the Colts off the scent a little bit. which I never buy into. They know the story. They follow this stuff more than we do. But if Damian Pierce it does carry the ball second, let's say he gets, what, 6 carries, you know, because Joe Mixon is going to carry the load.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's say he gets 6 carries and he goes for 12 yards. That narrative, it ain't going nowhere anytime soon. I don't unless he runs for a buck 80, you know, in week 2 against the Bears or something. He's got to have a good first impression.
You're right. I do wonder, and maybe this is just me being so process driven versus results.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that do you think is actually the numbers themselves, or if it looks like he's actually seeing the gaps better, even if the numbers aren't there in a big way? Do you think there's a possibility for that narrative to not be as big?
Maybe, but what if Joe Mixon has 18 carries for 101 yards,
right,
and then he has 6 for 12?
Yeah,
that's a bad look.
And look, yeah. I understand. I'm being in some ways devil's advocate here, and the devil don't need no advocate. But like I'm for me, it's all the thing that's gotten me about Damian Pierce. I know that the eight carries for 9 yards in the preseason was the easy stat.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just he looked like he did not have a feel for the
and
way
Cam Akers did
the way to run behind this line, right? Or in this blocking scheme, and that was the thing that got it for me. And so, if for some reason that looks different, I feel like I'll be quicker to get back into the place where I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the numbers aren't there as much, although to be 100% fair, I'm trying to envision what it looks like. If you're seeing the gaps well, but also still not putting up yards, I'm trying to envision what that looks like, and I don't have a great answer for it.
And let me go through the other 3 very obvious ones here, because I've got some not so obvious ones, and I want to know what you guys think has to have a good first impression. The other obvious ones are Kenyon Green, of course.
Sure.
John Metchie, of course.
Okay.
And Titus Howard.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
So the obvious ones are Damian Pierce by a mile, and then those 3 guys. Here are some not so obvious ones that I think I'm not saying it would be like make or break, but man, it would be cool if they make a good first impression. Number 1 on this list for me is Will Anderson.
Yeah.
We love him. We know what he's going to be. We talk about how great he's going to be. And we saw some hints of some real pass rush prowess at the end of last year. Hey, get me a sack, man. Get me a sack and 2 tackles for losses. And then all of a sudden people are going to be going, all right, it's happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. We got some folks getting involved. 713, they said Mixon's going to be washed up. Okay, you're coming in hot with that one. Okay. We got you on wax, though. So if you want to come back around and be like, nah,
yeah,
you see, I told you, you will have that down. But that is, you were out there early on that one. Okay. 832, I agree with. Lassiter and To'oTo'o must make good first impressions.
To'oTo'o is the next one I was going to mention.
The Colts will test them early and often. And that is 100% true.
Lassiter, I guess I just have more confidence in, but he's not wrong. Mine is To'oTo'o.
Especially with Lassiter, like he has the possibility of being matched up with some speedsters. Now, one of them is not going to be in this game. Wide receiver Josh Downs is officially out for this one. Now, kicker Matt Gay is a TBD still, and he's dealing with a hernia.
Man, I hope he does play.
He did kick this week, but he's dealing with a hernia.
I don't know how much.
But Josh Downs, speedster, he won't be there, but there's some speedsters in there, and I know we've felt comfortable. We've been kind of assuaged with Kamari Lassiter and the way that his technique has kind of made up for that 4.6 speed.
Yeah.
But when you actually get there on that football field in games and you got some speedy guys that
you
are going up against
him. Get punched in the face
him,
as Mike Tyson.
Right. So it will be interesting to see how he holds up in that
one. And then I have one more not so obvious one, and then I want to hear what you guys think are the most important first impressions. And text in 713-572-4610. You know how I feel about Stephon Diggs this year.
Yeah.
I think he's probably my favorite player. He's so integral. I think he's
you're holding the ticket on first pass to Stephon Diggs.
I'm holding that ticket too. But it would be cool, man. It would be cool if he makes that big time first impression. Not only is my opinion justified, but a lot of fans will feel really, really good about Stephon Diggs.
I do wonder though, right? Like, I don't know that the Stephon Diggs narrative is about the first game at all. I feel like the Stephon Diggs narrative is, does it go south?
Yeah.
Week 10, week 13.
That's fair.
Wild card round, right? Like, I think those are the questions that I think that people are really more looking at.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that you can do anything for that narrative in week 1, honestly.
Yeah. No, that's fair. What about you, though?
A name that came up that was a good one was Neil Hunter, but I think I was looking more interior. I'm looking at someone like I don't know which one to pick between Mario Edwards and Fatu Kasi, and maybe we just go ahead and put them both together. Like, mm-hmm. I think that this is going to be an interesting space, and how do they help the likes of Hansen and Toho by making sure that those guys are clean with strong play in that defensive line spot. And of course, I think there's a lot more comfort and belief in those guys, particularly Fatu Kasi, who, you know, free agent acquisition and that stuff. But I think that first impression is going to be go a long way in helping people believe that the run stopping of this defense can be better.
Figgy, you got anybody?
Yeah, I think I got two. I think the texter who brought this up, Lassiter, Kamari Lassiter, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be looking at him as a first impression because I'm not too confident at the other people they got behind him.
Well, that too.
So if he can't handle the pressure and all that stuff, man, it's going to be a long season.
Or at least the first impression will say that.
Yeah. But my second person, I got to look at Jalen Petrie, man, because this is a new role.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
This is a new role, man. He struggled. We know he struggled last season. So I want to see what's his first impression for this new role.
Not only first impression, but if it lingers, I mean, this could be his last year here. We thought that was on the table that last year might have been his last year.
And then honestly, we're going to be having questions about, hey, we should have had somebody. I mean, we should have looked more in the safety market.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's one name in particular that you start looking at when you talk mm-hmm. about Jeffrey Simmons, right? Now, another thing, you mentioned the DB depth. If it's a little bit of a struggle situation for Jalen Petrie, what is your next answer there?
Yeah.
Right? Because, again,
Miles Bryant.
Yeah. Jeff Okuda.
Well, at the nickel. You're talking about Lassiter.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's Lassiter. I was talking about Petrie.
Miles Bryant. Oh,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so that's also another thing that is interesting to watch.
Tell you what, while we're at it, Kalen Bullock, I think he's another one of those depth chart guys that is not real. You know, most of the depth chart is accurate. I think Damian Pierce is inaccurate, and he's actually the third running back. We'll find out. I think Kalen Bullock is the starting safety. Like, he's going to trot out on the field. And he, you know, his first impression is going to go a long way as well. Like, if he's going to just get picked on or, you know, whatever, maybe beat somehow or whatever, I think Kalen Bullock would be a big one.
Someone brought up Aziz. Do you think that it's like, because the question is individual players that must make a good impression. You think that's going to shift anything if Aziz maybe doesn't look like he is all the way the beast in the middle of the defense that we anticipate?
Well, I think, yes, if he makes a bad first impression,
okay,
yeah, that's going to go a long way. But I just, for me, it's not even a factor. Right? I'm just so, you know, so in on what he can bring and what he will bring for the squad. But yeah, if it all of a sudden you're like, oh wow, where'd that come from? He didn't look good at all. Then yeah, that's could be something that could linger a little bit, and no question about it.
All right, so if you want to keep sending those in, please do. But Lopez, you got in the group chat while I was traversing all of Houston yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And I saw you let us know, like, hey, it's a video. Video done dropped. J.J. Watt officially getting the Texans hyped for the season, and it's a long one. But
it's a good one.
It is a good one. This is what it sounds like.
You hear that, Houston? Silence. Sometimes that silence can be deafening. But in that void, there's a whisper of what's to come. A pulse reverberating to the city that grows stronger by the second. You can feel it in the air. A rumbling. An anxiety. That feeling in the pit of your stomach. Echoes of expectations.
Then there's this team in Houston. They brought in Stephon Diggs, they bring in Joe Mixon, and we got massive respect for what they got going on.
It's an earned sensation, and you can't shake it. I've felt it before. I know what it's like.
Dalton throws it. It's intercepted. 1-10-5. Touchdown, Texans. And Reliant Stadium has erupted.
The energy. The speculation, the expectations.
What do you think of the Texans' hype?
Expectations from the outside have gone through the roof.
They have a target on their back.
Well, listen, the hype, that's just chatter.
It doesn't matter what people say on the outside about the men in this room.
They're pretty steadfast in not listening to the outside noise.
In the end, we're the Houston Texans, so we can't worry about what happened last year.
Because around here, success isn't owned, it's leased. And rent?
do every damn day. We're relentlessly focused on one thing, building this foundation our way. But not only for this team, no. This is for all of H-Town. The heartbeat of this city is what drives this team forward each and every day. So now it's finally time to break that silence and make noise the only way we know how.
Here's it out for Collins. He's got it. Oh, now Will Anderson.
Stanley with the interception.
To the end zone. Touchdown.
Houston dominant.
On the damn field. H is up, H-Town.
H is up, H-Town. That was the hype video.
Get you going. Who doesn't love a good hype video?
I'm going to be the jerk here.
You're not? You don't like them?
It's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. Fine. I know. I saved it for after. I've heard everybody's super excited. To me, the hype video, movie trailer, right? And
well, there's some great ones.
There are. But for me, if I decided I'm going to watch the movie, I'm going to watch the trailer.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I kick it.
I think the trailer kind of gets you more excited for the movie.
I think the trailer just
kind of like a hype video.
The trailer just gives me opportunities to have the movie spoiled in some certain ways.
But see, the only time I get hyped for the movie trailer is if I'm actually in the movie theater. I feel like every movie trailer look fire. Yeah. I want to see that. Yeah. It's like three or four trailers. Like, oh, I want to see all of these.
Oh, Cars 2?
I'm in. I was like, yeah, it's cool. I have a strong feeling that everybody else is in a white place where they're like, oh man, I'm ready to run through a wall. And I was like, that's cool.
It's all right.
That's cool.
It was all right.
I kind of understand where you're coming from because it's like I'm already ready. And I mean, I need that hype video to get me ready.
Yeah,
I'm already ready.
I will be seated watching football.
You're not gonna be as hype.
I will not be in a different state. I will not. I will be ready to watch this football. Oh, there's some agreement. I thought I was gonna be out here on the island. Okay, that's different.
Really?
Very good. Appreciate you guys. I'm going to go ahead and take my one or actually two responses that confirm what I'm doing here before the hate piles in.
Turn the text line off.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, we did it.
Exception win, right?
We won. What's always a win, 1:20 p.m., we get to get into Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what you got for
us? Yeah, speaking of getting hyped and hype anthems, we're going to have a battle, man. We got a Colts anthem. And we got an H-Town anthem, so we got to pick the best.
Oh, Colts versus Houston.
Yeah, man, we're going to pick the best one. Plus, I found the new funny podcast, man. I didn't realize how funny this guy was, former NBA player. He got some funny stories about Bron.
Mm-mm.
And also, what's the normal thing that feels illegal when you do it? 713-572-4610.
Okay, let's do all of that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on a funky football Friday. And look, man, we just played the hype video that Reggie wasn't really too hyped about.
Bro, the last segment. All the curmudgeons came out. I appreciate y'all. Everybody was like, I also have complaints.
I want to. Ain't really hype him up as much, but we're going to try to get hype for the game
all
on
right.
Sunday.
All right.
So I got a Colts anthem, and this guy pretty much went viral a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. making his own Colts song. And he released another one today, man. He had a special guest in the video. He had the Colts mascot in this video.
How about that?
What's the mascot's name?
Blue something.
It might just be Blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
I think it's just Blue. So Blue made an appearance for this one.
Yeah, it is Blue.
Yeah. And I want to get y'all thoughts on this. We're going to do like a battle.
Okay.
Who got the better hype song, or who gets you, what song gets you hyped the most?
Okay.
So let's start with the Colts guy. I forgot his name, but you'll know when you hear him.
Yeah.
All right. Colts season is here. Let's go, Colts. Woo! This is our Colts.
Oh.
This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Texans. Let Goodson get his good pay back. This is our team. Go Colts!
Can't beat that nay, man.
Hey, man.
You can't beat that nay.
Was that karaoke? Why he can't stay on beat? That's my
problem. I don't know. It sounds like a whole bunch of unseasoned chicken, man.
Not only that, why can't he come up with another song? That's the same song he had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, is it really?
Same song, just changed the words a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. So that's a thumbs down for me. That
Texans hype song better win.
Yeah. So speaking of that, man, shout out to my man Big Tight and Peasy of the Menar Boys.
Okay.
So Ashley,
we said that the same time.
Yeah. So Ashley, Big Tight, he was part of Squisher House back in the day.
Okay.
Well, then they won. Well, then they won.
Yeah. So you kind of getting a feel for what type of flavor this is about to be, Texans anthem. And Gerard Johnson actually got me hip to these guys.
All right.
Yeah. He sent it to me a couple months ago. Was like, hey, man, this is it right here. They told me to send this to you, man. So I'm going to play it and let me know what y'all think. It got a very, very, very H-Town flavor to it. Little H-Town flavor right there. Mm-hmm.
Two fingers up, two fingers down. I represent for that whole H-Town. Yeah. You got a problem, talking about the Texas 713.
Yeah. I love this. I have the same question as the 832. This on Apple Music? Is it streaming yet?
It should, man. Look up the Menard Boys. Look up Big Tyke. Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man.
All right.
You can tell these are some musicians, right? It's mixed well.
First of all, in terms of the...
Also,
the,
it knocks.
In terms of the battle, this is like Oklahoma and U of H.
Yeah.
This is like... They just put half a honey on our Colts guy. Secondly, I got a lot of points here, being the rap expert that I am.
Sure, of course.
So that's first thing. It was a romp. Second thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds a little bit like, remember that song In My Throwback? Y'all don't remember that one? I bet you our listeners do, because it was an H-Town song. It sounds a little bit like that, which is a good thing. Mm. And third,
I kept thinking Goody Mob.
Exactly. That sample was from
Goody
Mob.
That throwback song, and I'll send it to you, Figgy. But anyway, third thing is, I mean, I don't make executive decisions. We're a team here, but I highly recommend we make that in some kind of rotation.
Yeah, let's play it every Friday. We got to put that in hype.
Got
to
put that in some kind of rotation.
Yeah, maybe we could play it every Friday to kind of get us hype.
That was really good. That was really good.
So on a scale of 1 to 10. What y'all got?
Whew. For a hype song,
yeah,
that is appropriate for what we do on this station.
I just enjoy listening to that song. I would listen to that. That's going in my title.
I'll give it a 9+.
I'm gonna give it an 8. That's an 8 for sure for me.
Yeah, I agree, man. But
that was really good.
Yeah, shout out to the Menard Boys, man. They doing their thing, man. I actually met them at a tailgate. They was at Nusshead Tailgaters,
mm-hmm.
and they actually performed the song there. So it was dope, man. I'm like, y'all gotta send me that so I could play it.
Yeah,
for the whole city of H-Town. So I saw a tweet from Reggie yesterday.
There was a lot of them.
Yeah, it was a lot. I had to actually scroll down a lot to get back.
Welcome
to
my Twitter when a game is on.
Yeah, but you mentioned how I think you retweeted the Ringer WNBA show.
Yep.
It's a podcast that's supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
And you were like, I got a lot of podcasts in the rotation now. I'm going to have to put this one in there, too.
It's a problem. I try and just inundate myself with podcasts. It really is an issue.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm kind of in the same way, too. But I also found the new podcast, man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this guy was so funny. But shout out to the podcast Club 520. That's with Jeff Teague.
Okay.
Jeff Teague. And he have a bunch of different NBA players on and stuff like that. And he told a really funny story. I didn't realize how funny this dude is, man. So he told a funny story about LeBron, playing LeBron in the Eastern Conference.
Was it 520 podcast?
520, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Club 520.
Club 520, there it is.
Yeah, and he talked about how, I think it was the 2015 season when Atlanta was like the best team in the league. And they pretty much swept the Cavs in the regular season. And LeBron walked up to him and said, "Hey, I figured y'all out." And he didn't know what he was talking about, but this is him telling that story.
Y'all got swept, right?
Hell yeah.
Lost to LeBron, though. Because it's LeBron.
I swear to God, All-Star, he told me, we swept him in the regular season.
Yeah.
Beat him by 25 every game. He came to me, he was like, "I figured y'all out." Before the game started, "I figured y'all out."
They do say that. Kobe said that same.
"You figured us out." Man, all he did was run 3-1 pick and roll.
Yeah.
He bring me up there, set it, I'll hedge. Eventually, I got a switch. Bag me down, get to the free throw line, shoot over me. If somebody help, throw it to J.R. Smith, 3. Throw it to Kevin Love, 3. I was like, "Yeah, it's over." "Yeah, it's over. He figured us out. Ain't no way I can go out it, bro. It's over." Like, what? Like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, it's over.
I thought that was hilarious, because they did get swept, I think, in that series.
Yeah.
And for you to be sitting there as it happening, like, "Yeah, he figured this out. It's over."
Yeah. Jeff Teague has been great on that podcast.
He's great, man. He's great. And so for the simple fact, you sitting there, because usually when a team is down 3-0, we know it's over, but they still got to go out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the simple fact, he just knew it was over.
Yeah, Jeff Teague really does a great job of like pulling the curtain back, where there's certain things that we believe about how players take these games in and do,
and the things they say publicly.
Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, just cutting up on the sideline and how, you know, they know the, you know, maybe the coach doesn't want this or that, or how they know the game's over and stuff like that. And Jeff Teague, we've seen a lot of players go into this podcast space, and that's great, but he also is one of those guys that he didn't take himself seriously at all. In fact, he clowns on himself more than anything.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because here's a clip of him kind of trash talking to the Cavs at one point, because I think he had a good game against them. And LeBron took exception to it, man. He kind of called him out.
And we had a game, and I think I had gave Dellavedova like something crazy. I was like, it's going to be a long night. And he was like, can you score more than me? And I was like, yeah.
Dellavedova told you that?
No, bro.
Oh, I was going to say, Billy told you that.
He's talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, look, I'm Boosie in the crowd. I'm feeling about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
bro, I'm like, well, you got to show me. Man, I average 18. I average 18 that series, man. Probably like 38.
Oh my God.
Man, that was so hilarious, man. How you just talking trade? Like, can you average more than me?
Said, yeah.
Yeah. So he's feeling himself. So yeah, little Bootsy in the crowd and all that stuff. Only averaged 18 points.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I'm not going to go listen to these podcasts all the way through, but the way to do this, just post up on the social media when they post the clips.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's just enough.
I think he earned a subscriber for me, man.
Okay.
He's pretty funny, man.
All right, so when you catch the funny ones, just be like, hey, Reg, I caught another.
Yeah, here's one.
All right, a normal thing that makes... That feels illegal when you do it, man. 713-572-4610. I got a couple things on the list. I want to see what y'all
think
about
one.
These.
Okay.
It took half a second.
What you got?
When you brought this up before the last break. So you guys know I don't smoke weed, but I do take...
That's right, officer.
I do take CBD drops every night. It kind of lets you sleep a little better.
Okay.
You know, kind of lowers your blood pressure or whatever. You know, just anxiety, all that stuff. Just have a nice evening. Every single time, there's a CBD shop across the street from my house. Every time I walk into that CBD shop, I feel like the
looking over your
cops
shoulder.
Are going to bust
That's
down
right.
the door.
That's right.
And they're going to say this is an illegal operation, and
Correct. You,
sir, you're going to go to prison for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. And part of it is, I'm not so sure they don't have other stuff there.
Yeah.
If you really
right.
ask.
If you say the right word. If you say the right word, and they're like, oh, please follow me to the back, sir.
Hey, yeah. Give me the special.
Yeah.
Exactly. Give me the special. Come back here. There's a mob back there.
I've been doing this for 5-6 years, and every time I walk in there, I'm like looking over my shoulder like, well, I'm about to get busted.
Well, I mean, it's good to have a little bit of awareness to you. Keep your head on a swivel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I feel you. I've been in a similar situation with spots like that like, you know, sell things like in that same vein, right? I think THC might, or like Delta 9, I think is technically
those things
legal.
Apparently, and I haven't taken it, but they all say you should take this. It's a little stronger. But I've had like my kids and stuff take Delta 8, Delta 9. They say, dude, you basically get high.
Yeah. And like, so I'll walk in the spot, and I'm just like, there's no way. Like this is allowed. So I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, I got a couple lists. I'm gonna run down them and let me know your thoughts. So calling in sick. Do you feel kind of bad? Do it feel like it's kind like you're doing something wrong?
No, if I got to do that, I will. The problem is, I just don't think to do that enough. Mm-hmm. I need to you know, keep that in mind where it's like, oh, you can go ahead and call in sick. You can.
Yeah, cool. I don't like to, as you know, Figgy. I don't do it, and if I did, it would be because I was sick, so I wouldn't feel bad. I wouldn't feel illegal.
Right.
Yeah. What about walking out of a store without buying anything?
That is the one. That is the one, because I. Walking out of store, I feel terrible. Like,
yeah.
I'm making eye contact with people like, you gonna have an issue? Do you see me?
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly.
Check my pockets.
Walking out of a store, period.
I walk out
your
like
hands
this,
up.
Like, well,
walking out of a store, period, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, in my brain, I'm like, how do I make it apparent that I was looking for something that I can find? Like, you know, you kind of walk out and now you're acting a little bit like, huh, well, I guess I couldn't find it. Now I gotta go. But even walking out of store, period, if I buy something, that receipt is visible, baby.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to see the receipt that I paid for this.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Everybody see this? There's a bag and everything. I paid for it.
Hey, sometimes I'll be talking to myself like, man, hey, they ain't have what I wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
So I can let y'all know, hey, I came in here for something.
I was going to buy something.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Another one, buying this, you know, when you buy something or sell something on Facebook Marketplace,
dude,
and you gotta have to meet up in the parking lot at night.
That's why I don't do that. I'm not doing all that.
I'll tell you how.
It's like a drug deal, man.
I'll tell you how much it makes you feel like you're doing something illegal. I've done that once. And as soon as I was helping my, I think it was my son, get a dryer, you know, a laundry dryer. Yeah. And I went with him to, and dude, it was in this apartment and it was shady and we're carrying it out down the stairs and there's cars driving by. And I'm like, this is not good, man. We're going to talk about the police showing up. No, yeah. I'm never going to buy, all due respect, never going to buy anything again on Facebook Marketplace.
Shout out to A32 going to the gas station restroom and not buying anything.
Yeah. But you probably should.
That felt a little shady.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. How about this? You brought up police. Passing the police car when you're not speeding.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Every time.
What's funny is where you're behind like a bunch of cars.
Everybody's going slow.
That one car don't want to pass the cop.
Yep. Yeah.
And so it's all this traffic, and it's a cop that's on the phone, paying no attention.
Supposedly, so there's police officers that do that intentionally, just mess with folks, which
think?
I find to be hilarious.
You think?
When I'm not in that situation, then I'm very upset. Come on, dog, let's go.
Yeah, the last one for me, this is personal for me. I always feel like I'm doing something illegal whenever I go through TSA. I just be scared for some reason. I just be, like, I don't have anything in my pocket. I'm good to go, but I just be worried, like, man.
Because you don't have to be doing anything wrong. If they decide that you are the random check,
yeah.
Now my
thing is customs.
Your whole world.
Like when you travel internationally.
Customs is the one.
Because usually I'll have like a couple cigars that I probably shouldn't have. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, that's because you'd be messing around.
Yeah. Or a bottle of wine or something. I just don't want to claim it. So usually when I go through customs, I do have something.
Yeah, no. Customs is one of those ones because I'm just like, everything's good in there, but I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want to have to explain things.
Yeah.
The more levels of explanation and the more places where we got to try and figure something out adds more opportunities for a misunderstanding that I do not want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But that's all I got, fellas.
Good stuff.
Figgy Smith takes Sports Radio 610 every day at 1:20.
There you go. You love to see it. It is indeed, though, a funky football Friday. In fact, for Football Friday, the drive is out. East River 9 out in Houston, so you want to go and see those guys. But coming up next, before we hand it off to them, Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the situations that would cause the Texans to win or lose the game on Sunday in Indy? Let's do that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Funky Football Friday here in The Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. We're getting you ready for Texans Colts. Wow, I was about to go to Titans. I'm that ready.
We'll get there.
I'm that ready to do that. There will be two times for that, but no, we start in Indy with the Colts. That is Sunday, noon kickoff. You can hear that starting at 9 a.m. right here on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. A lot of people looking for that song, Fig. I believe you're going to, are you going to help them out with that?
Yeah, so it's on all streaming platforms.
Yeah.
The song is called Two Fingers Up, and it's featuring Lil Pat, Big Tyke, Chubbs, Malone, and one person I ain't even mentioned that was on the song, Paul Wall.
It's Paul Wall, baby.
Oh, wow, baby.
All right. Excited. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to get that on the social media as well. But yeah, you want to make sure that you're getting ready for our guys, Clint and Ron, The Drive, also Tyler, I don't want to forget T-Mill. The Drive is going to be handling things once we hand it over to them at 2. They're out at East River 9 in Houston. So, yeah, go see what's up with those fellas. I saw someone text in earlier that they got all their work done all week, and then their boss said that they needed them for something, so they're not going to be able to make it out. And I am hurt for you, friend.
Man.
I am hurt for you.
Mm. Call in all sick. Your work done, too.
Hey, call in sick.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, well,
it's not illegal.
You know, I just heard that, you know, the kiddo at the school need me to come pick him up. So,
yeah,
do what you got to do. Go see the fellas. All right, let's do this. Texans win because, Texans lose because, as we head into the weekend, looking forward to week one of the Texans season. What are the things that are going to happen or that could happen that would mean that the Texans win? And, you know, on the negative side, what are the things that could happen that would make it so that the Texans lost?
Well, I'll start on the negative side because we got to leave them with an upswing here, right? So, to me, it's just so obvious, you know, Jonathan Taylor demolishing the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
We've seen it before. 800 yards plus in 6 games against the Texans. His name is Jonathan Taylor, but you can call him T.Y. Because that's kind of what he's become with the Texans. Like they lose because, and that's not even counting what Anthony Richardson might do. And we don't know.
Yeah.
But as far as like the path to victory, or like people like to say for the Colts, it's Jonathan Taylor just shredding this team.
If they can't stop the run, that will be a big issue in the course of, if we're talking Monday about a loss, that's definitely going to be a big part of it. You want to get a win because in there?
Yeah, I think the win, it may be as obvious, but I think it's certainly to be determined. It's like how Bobby Slowik utilizes all these weapons. One of the ongoing themes here is, are they going to feed them all? You know, everybody wants, there's only one ball, and everybody's going to want to eat and all that stuff. Bobby Slowik, I have all the confidence in the world, has a plan to do that. Can they do it? And I'm not talking about just the three wide receivers. I'm talking about, we've talked a lot about Dalton Schultz underneath, Joe Mixon out of the backfield. How about that tight end that's not a tight end? I mean, that fullback that's not a fullback. Yeah. And using him out of the backfield. The mismatches, I mentioned this earlier. Just imagine, and I want to see this, and I think we are going to see this. Three wide receivers, no backs, the tight end, and the back coming out of the backfield, I should say.
Yeah.
That's five weapons, man.
Yeah.
And how he's going to use it. They're going to win because of Slowik's ability, and obviously C.J. Stroud, but Slowik's ability to just make them guess every snap.
Yeah, for me, Texans lose because the interior of the offensive line does not have their best day.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the interior of this defensive line for the Colts, when you talk about Grover Stewart, you talk about DeForest Buckner, those guys can really get after you. And obviously the run game is something that this Texans team needs to show itself capable of doing. But also, we talked about the idea of there's possibility of getting pressure up the middle. And I know that, typically, the Texans' offensive line pass blocking is fine. C.J. Stroud, we know that he's managing pockets really well.
Mm-hmm.
But no quarterback wants that pressure up the middle. And we saw what pressure can do when that offensive line isn't on it. With Lamar Jackson, now he was out there creating, but even with all of that creation, it looked like he had a heavy weight on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That'd be a problem if you're looking at it with C.J. dealing with too heavy of a load and he can't not being able to get the ball out to all those weapons that you pointed out to. Texas win because they're able to stop the run, like as you mentioned. Right?
There we go.
If you have the likes of Henry To'o, you have Jake Hansen stepping up and really filling those gaps in the ways that they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're cooking with grease, right? Now you're in a good place because I don't know that offense is really going to kill you passing the football. Although, unless if the eyes are fooling you and you're seeing guys really biting on the run, and then those passes are just going right over the top of that linebacker, then that can get real dicey. But I think if those guys are capable of really stepping in and playing like D'Amico Ryans believes them capable of, I think this should be a good one.
It's always a cliche and sort of like a crutch. Whoever wins the turnover battle, so I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if Kamari Lassiter shows, because they've got two good wide receivers.
They do.
And we know.
Although one is the standout.
Michael Pittman. But let's say, Kamari Lassiter holds his own there. Anthony Richardson, my big criticism of him, as much as I know what he can do, and he's just a physical freak and all that, is he's not real accurate. Like, sometimes he'll throw the ball right to you. So if you have good coverage on the other side and good coverage deep, maybe they'll snag one or two, and that'll change the whole game.
Some other ones that came in, Texans win because we decided to let Richardson make the plays only he can make. We should concentrate on forcing him to pass into the defensive backs. As you mentioned, Texans lose because Laramie Tunsil gets treated like the Ravens' left tackle, Ronnie Stanley.
That's on the table.
That is a possibility with the emphasis that they're placing.
That kind of got me nervous.
That is on the table.
On lining up in such a way. Some other things that came in, 936. Texans lose because they can't stop the run and can't protect CJ. Another one, Texans lose because we underestimate the Colts. 281, win if they can stop the run and run the ball. Okay, all those coming in. I appreciate you guys getting involved.
If they can't win because they can't protect CJ, that's a whole nother problem.
It sure is. Yeah. and Texans win because CJ spreads the ball around to 8 or 9 different targets. Oh, I like what
we're
doing there.
Well, I said 5, but I'll take 8
or
9.
All sorts of people getting active.
Look at Sims getting some catches.
Let's spread the ball around ourselves.
Wait a minute, is that Juice Scruggs with a catch?
That's illegal. That's not allowed. I know that for certain. I don't know a lot. That's not allowed. What is allowed and what we should do as we spread the ball around is head out to East River 9 in Houston, talk to our guys, Clint and Ron. Fellas, how y'all doing out there?
We're good out here. Reggie, listen, I expect you to make your way on out here, Reg. You're seeing the city again. I know you grew up here, but you're learning the city again.
Yes, absolutely.
This is a spot, man. You need to stop by. It's right downtown, man. The first tee, all you do is see the skyline. And listen, you want a little pickleball, you can do that here too. Good food, good drinks. I just had that smoke club, and I might fall asleep here and just be honest with you. But no, man, you got to get down here, man. This is one of the dopest spots in all of Houston. Right here is crazy. Just a 9-hole golf course right in the middle of the city. So no, it's a great spot, man.
Don't tell me I'll pull up.
Hey Reg, 9 holes. Lighted, so you can I don't know your situation, but you can bring a date out here, you can bring your lady out here, you can come with the fellas and just play around, and you don't have to go home when the sun goes down. You know what I mean? You can play for a while. And I'm gonna tell you, the literal first tee box right here. Ron talked about the skyline. I don't know that there's a better visual of the Houston skyline than this right here. So. When you're standing on this first tee right out here, get somebody to stand behind you and take a picture, Reg, and it screams H-Town.
Okay.
Big time.
And I would also like to add, Reg, if you so choose, you don't have to bring nobody out here. If I remember the last time I was out here, you don't got to bring a soul out here, Reg. I'm just saying. As Clint said, I'm not sure of your situation, but I mean, everything's available.
That's right. I'm in the business of acquiring free agents at this point. You know what I mean?
Come on out here, baby.
Hey, let us live vicariously.
I already told him that.
All right, cool. Y'all mess around. I might be out there in an hour if you're not careful.
Man, might as well, man. Might as well. No, good time. Hey, man, how you all feeling about this one? It's the first one in which I believe has the potential of being the greatest football season in this city. How you feeling about game one?
Feeling really, really good. I understand, though, that, and I've said it, I think the Colts game is probably the most perilous of the first 6. No question about it. So it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff that I can't wait to see. I'm optimistic, but I'm also understanding of the fact that I haven't seen it on the field yet, and that's really the thing for me. I'm ready, pumped to see it on the field. And so I'm excited. I'll be listening to you guys. I might just come out there and see you, in fact, here in a bit. But if you want to go out and see them, make sure you tap in East River 9, us downtown, hang out with these fellas, grab a brew, swing some clubs, do all of that. But you can always catch these fellas right here, Sports Radio 610. You're listening to KILT, KILT HD2, and Odyssey Sports Station. And on this Football Friday, the drive is live.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone.
Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.